out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible sees a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A wee little hair after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. But isn't that time? Perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams for you 24/7. Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher.
Fuck you.
iTunes, Stitcher, your favorite podcasting app. Or crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us.
Leave me the fuck alone.
We appreciate the tap dancing fuck out of it. We are going to, or the protesting fuck out of it, actually. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Lots to talk about. We had a day off yesterday, and we're going to catch up and catch y'all up on what the bullshit coming from the right be.
Yay.
Right-wing fuckery.
Yummy.
Join us. Strap in. Gird those loins.
Strap it on.
Tweet us, et cetera, during the show and buy shit through our Amazon hole. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and ding dong, Billy Graham's dead. Who gives a fuck?
No, about ding dong.
Fuck him.
Not a lot to care about. We've got some information about Billy later on that
he's anti-Semitic. Fuck him.
That may make one wonder a little bit about.
Nah, he sucks.
The gilded turd that he may have been. You know, he was a preacher fleecing the masses, like many.
You hate that dude.
One of our, I don't wish anybody mostly dead. The
100 years is enough.
One of the comments on our Facebook page, it was only 99.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, he didn't even get a full 100.
Great.
Thanks, God.
Yeah, thank you.
From what I understand, the last, like, 10 ain't been great for Billy either. Like, we haven't seen him in public.
Right.
Since George H.W. was president or something like that, maybe. Anyway.
What were you gonna
totally
say?
Lost my train
you're gonna
of
say
now.
You're gonna say something shitty about Billy Graham.
No, I swear to God, you were.
You were like, something
about his. I don't remember. I just got sidetracked.
Yeah,
I'm pressing buttons.
I mean, you know, I know we're gonna talk about it, but
now I have to turn a
you twatted something cigar out that may or put it on Facebook. By the way, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. At Vile Experience said something very. It's not prescient. That's like. Smart, enlightened. His kids suck. If Billy Graham doesn't suck, why does his fucking kids suck so fucking bad, dude?
Yeah, they're heinous creatures of hate.
So how's he not
even
heinous?
Though he was, you know, more lovey-dovey and stuff. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. There was a comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, that on the story that a woman said that her mother, grandmother, I think it was her grandmother, used to send her social security check right to that motherfucker.
Charlatans! Charlatans! And listen, he sucks. And you know, anybody talking in the White House to a president that's making laws and legislation and suggests that the Jews have a strangle on the media, a stranglehold, whatever the fuck he said, he's heinous. That kind of racism hurts us. You know what I mean? He's bad.
He would have felt really comfortable these days.
Oh, yeah.
He would have been ahead of his time.
He would have endorsed the living shit out of Donald Trump. He would have.
Oh, and Roy
Trump's
Moore,
dick.
Man of God, he would have been. He would have been stumping for Roy Moore.
Ooh, yes.
Like his heinous subhuman crotch spawn dude.
Right. Absolutely.
Franklin Graham.
What
just
a piece of
just
shit.
A scumbag, homophobe, anti-Islam, everything bad you could think about, evangelicalism, ossity-itude.
Yeah, I mean, just think about it like this. I mean, your dad passed away, and he didn't leave behind, you know, some lunatic right-wing nut job to fuck the planet up, right?
I wish he would have left me a $1 billion business.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah.
I mean, no offense, Pop, but rest in peace. But holy shit.
I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm saying there's plenty of good people that left kids on the earth where their kids didn't suck. And I'm sorry. Yeah. Billy Graham's kids suck. And it's not out of. Yes. And I mean, you know what I mean? I'm trying to make a point. You know what I mean? It's not.
All right.
It's not a coincidence.
Like Donald
that
Jr.
Kids suck.
Like Don Jr.
Oh,
and
my God.
And Uday.
Oh, I posed this question, I believe, on some social media platform today. Whose kids are worse? Billy Graham's or Donald Trump's? Whose? Well, I mean, you know.
I'm going to say Billy Graham's because they're wielding more bullshit. The Trump kids are parasites. They're remora on the assholes of the planet. And
are Billy Graham's kids treasonous?
Well, but
we don't know what Mueller
to what
has.
Effect, you know, I mean, that was happening regardless of Don Jr. running
right,
down.
Right.
I love it.
God, what a dickhead. Here's a question. And this, to me, it will seal the deal. Did Billy Graham, does his shitty kids run around the globe propping up dictators that put people to death for being gay? If that's the case, fuck them.
I don't know for sure. I don't. Yeah. But that would be in their wheelhouse. Franklin Graham and Anne Graham Lott. Isn't that her name?
Oh, God.
I think that's her name.
Oh, we're vomiting.
She's horrible.
Yes.
Tweet us during the show or anytime, y'all. At Crab Diving. One word, CRABDIVING. You can, I mentioned, you can also join us on the Facebook. We don't check that as often during the show.
Book of face.
And don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, we don't bombard you with any advertisements.
Oh, wee.
But if you want to help us out, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. I mean, buy wonderful quality, low-priced products.
Yeah, right.
Through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything extra. You just get a little, something's happening to my computer.
We get
a little commissione. Fuck all.
Hey, I got a question.
You don't pay anything. Thanks.
Damn it. Oh, I have a question for you or no, I want to tell you why I'm sad. I want to share with you why I'm sad. I'm sad that there's no way that we can get a look. This is totally impossible, but don't you want to see the look on Billy Graham's face when he realizes he's not waking up and going to heaven? I so fucking want to see that.
It is kind of, yeah.
Yeah, hey, look, you're just mulch, dickhead. All that shit. You broke your dick to preach about your whole fucking life. It's bullshit, you fucking moron. You know what I mean? What's that?
What is this? It is. Oh, I looked for sad music.
Okay.
And that's what popped up. It took a long time. There's all kinds of shit going on in the world.
Oh,
in
that's
fact,
sadness because we can't see Billy
Graham's. Yeah, we're sad.
Play something from the piano, some Michael
took
Nyman
a moment.
Shit. That's some sad shit.
At crab diving, et cetera, et cetera. Let's check. I'm sure the headlines are maybe who the deceased person we have already been flinging e-turds at. So let's see what's going on in your headlines. Let's be fair and balanced.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, February 21st, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
Please are your headlines.
Don't mess with Texas.
Fuck you.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
Fuck Trump for making us miss him.
Yeah. God, let's just think. Let's just take a big picture moment. Look at the shit. The living shit piles the GOP has offered the country as of late.
Yeah, well, Reagan was no walk in the park either.
No, not at all. Not at all. He sucks. He sucks.
Oh, this is horrible. This makes me insane. Headline over to the commie pinko liberal HuffPost.
Oh, yes.
It says, sick. Conspiracy theory takes over YouTube. They're going after specifically this one kid.
God damn.
Stoneman Douglas High School student David Hogg.
Yes.
Who was at the school that got shot the fuck up and has been on many of the stations as a very vocal advocate that we need some sensible gun fucking legislation.
Right.
The scum, the vermin, the shit drizzle on the right.
Suck my dick.
Are spinning YouTube, Twitter, God. Facebook, all the bots, the Russian bots are retweeting, all the alt-right fuckwads are retweeting.
Yes.
That I saw one earlier. It was a tweet and it was like, exposed. David Hogg exposed. He's not even a student at that high school.
Oh my God.
Like, that's it. And it had like 100 and some retweets.
Right.
So this is just not true.
Where's
it's 100% not true.
I mean, that's just, I don't even know how to express the level of evil that is.
Right.
I mean, honestly, Kate, get the Black Panther on the phone. Tell him to bring all his fucking friends. We need a reckoning. Fuck this shit.
Kate's got the Panther in her speed dial?
Well, you know.
Man.
Tweet him.
Is that a dog thing?
I don't know. Well, Panther's a cat.
Well, but she's a dog.
Oh, I know. No, well, she's an intern. Okay.
Right. It's just, level it works of for kibble.
Here. I'm just kidding. I got, see,
and,
like.
And Gainsburgers for inexplicably that she finds treats.
For people like that, I don't. Listen, I know I'm a bit of a hothead, but damn, for people like that, there's no sane, goddamn person that just doesn't want to see these people shitting on these kids that are standing up to our president that are doing what our fucking legislators won't do. Someone should fuck this. I can't stand it.
So, and then there's oh my God, this is the one that's trending. David Hogg was in California.
Yes.
I believe it were.
Right.
At one point. And there was a confrontation between a boogie boarder and the, really, what I could see in the video, asshole.
Yes.
Of a lifeguard. A fucking lifeguard, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was an older dude. Like, it wasn't a college guy. It was, it was like some, I don't know who he was.
People boogie board. And...
But it was from last year from CBS Los Angeles.
Oh, shit.
And one of his friends, Hogg's friends.
Right.
Is the dude that got into the argument with the asshole lifeguard.
Okay.
And the headline said on the story I saw, let me see if it says this here, confrontation between lifeguard body surfer caught on camera in Redondo Beach goes viral. Okay, so that's not the headline I saw. The headline I saw was activist David Hogg, student activist David Hogg in confrontation, in vulgar, profanity-laced confrontation with lifeguard. The headline made it sound like it was him.
Yeah, but it was his friend.
No, he's interviewed by the CBS station. They're like, what went on with your friend? He's like, this lifeguard totally went after my friend.
But it was a year ago anyway, right?
Well, now they're saying he's an actor. That obviously he lives in Los Angeles.
And he's an actor.
So he's a fake.
But that's not even him in that
It is him.
Oh, okay. It is him.
He's the friend of the kid that gets in the fight.
Right, right.
With the asshole.
Why are they saying that proves he's an actor?
Because he's in Los Angeles. A video peddling conspiracy theory is now number one.
Right.
Reached number one on YouTube's trending page before the company ultimately removed it, but it purported to prove that student David Hogg is an actor.
Right.
The video itself was real. A re-uploaded version of a 2017 news clip by CBS LA in which one of Hogg's friends gets into a verbal altercation with a lifeguard,
yes,
which Hogg recorded with his cell phone,
okay,
and uploaded at the time. The re-uploaded video also used the same title, the one I just read, confrontation thing. The difference came in the description where whoever uploaded it, somebody, Mike M. David Hogg, the actor.
Oh, God.
So that's all you have to do. Put up a video, put whatever you want, whatever lie bullshit you want in the description, and let the right wingers lick it off your nipples.
God. Listen, be careful of my nipples. Damn, that's disgusting. I mean, what do you do with these people? There's nothing to be done. These gun nuts are the lowest of the low. They really are, man.
They're calling him a crisis actor.
Oh, God. See, that's like Alex Jones's fault, right? That's all those people, right, that started all that Sandy Hook truther bullshit. This is at their fucking feet.
Yeah.
This is crap. Chipper Jones, you did it. You called. You said you're a Sandy Hook truther. You fucking asshole.
I was a crisis actor.
A crisis actor.
Remember when I did that... The training for the SWAT teams in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
but I was a bank robber,
right,
who held people hostage, and I killed a hostage.
Let me ask you something. Were you satisfied with the level of crisis you were cast in, or do you want to work your way up to, you know, like a?
I was not satisfied with the way I got thrown down on the ground, to be honest.
Did you
with
really
you
get thrown hard?
I was uncomfortably put to the ground,
right,
and I even looked at the guy and said, dude, simulation at that point. And he was like, oh, sorry.
You know what?
But they got all excited because
right,
there were flash grenades, which weren't real. It was
yes,
a guy yelling bang.
Right. Oh, jeez.
But I was holed up in, we had a school.
You had to act like somebody was throwing a grenade at you, but instead of like somebody just went bang.
Right, but I didn't know it was coming, so it kind of worked,
yeah,
to startle
me. Right. You used it as a good, yeah, actor, you know. So wait, can I ask you something? So, okay, David Hogg is called a crisis actor, right?
By lunatics, yeah.
So, like, was the whole... Are these people saying the whole thing in Parkland was staged and it's fake?
Oh, well, that's out there, too. The false flag, the actors. But, oh, sure.
But, like... Then, if the whole thing's not fake, then how does one crisis actor fit into it?
Oh, they're all.
They're all crisis.
Sure,
actors.
Sure.
Man, I hate these people.
There's a whole bunch of conspiracy theories.
Oh, you're so
about,
dumb
about this kid already. Some of the theories surrounding the student are a result of Hogg saying his father was an FBI agent. Some began because people said he and others had been coached by gun control advocates.
Oh, yeah.
Some are a result of people believing the students are paid crisis actors.
Is that what you do now? Now, you back in the day, you used to do your crisis actor work, but now you're a coach. You do coach crisis actor.
I do, yeah. Some of the comments.
Fuck these people.
Some of the comments. Billy Bob on the YouTube video. Billy Bob said, "This guy was also interviewed for school shooting. Seems kind of funny, don't it?"
No, it doesn't. You know why it doesn't? Because my IQ is in the 50s.
And then, of course, typical
fucking idiot.
What you typically expect from that side. Jews lied, people died.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what that means.
Well.
But that's one of the comments.
God, you know, you can always count on dickheads to be racist, anti-Semitic. Nothing homophobic in there. Jeez.
Sadly, we had to confirm.
Yes.
Somebody had to confirm that this kid is actually at that high school. He's a high school student at Stoneman Douglas,
right,
High School.
Well, that's what the records would show. You know, they would cover that up.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's what they would say.
At the time of the video, he was visiting California.
Let me, just so we're clear, if there's any dumbasses listening, you were allowed to visit California and not immediately be branded a fucking actor, right? You can just go there as a civilian.
YouTube eventually removed the video, not before it had been viewed more than 200,000 times.
Good job, YouTube.
And reached number one on the company's trending page. YouTube said in a statement, its system misclassified the video because it contained footage from an authoritative news source.
Bullshit. It was getting tons of views, and they fucking left it up. God damn it, YouTube. What if something happens to this kid?
A YouTube spokesperson said the video should have never happened in trending. Did you see they were warning the kids that were going to today at the floor? And today in, you know, there were protesters outside Matt Gaetz's office here in.
Oh, really?
Here in Pensacola.
Fuck yeah, man.
But there were protests at the Capitol today. And some people were saying these kids shouldn't go because there's going to be counter protesters with guns.
Right. Because it's open carry, right?
Who are loony and violent and think that we're coming to take your guns away.
God damn it. You know, it just amazes me. It never occurs to anyone in the GOP to give these kids the benefit of the doubt.
Well, yeah, and each one of them is infinitely smarter than that shit pile in the White House.
Oh, my God.
And articulate and...
I can barely watch when that girl starts, when she's giving that speech and she makes that point. She can barely contain herself. This wouldn't have happened if he didn't have that fucking gun. And that's the only argument for this. And God, yeah, our life would be better if she were in the fucking White House.
The account that uploaded the video has a penchant for conspiracy theories, it says. One of the 10 videos, of the 10 videos he has uploaded, 3 have to do with the shooting, including David Hogg can't remember his lines when interviewed for Florida school shooting. Another one is titled Breaking Disclosure, First Government NASA Close-Up UFO Video.
Oh, God. Is there any way?
Another focused on chemtrails.
What?
A conspiracy. It says here in HuffPo, a conspiracy theory favorite of InfoWars creator Alex Jones.
You know, there's so many things about these shootings that it's just horrible. It's fucked up. But like the idea that kids that live through this are then victimized further by these nutballs.
By the lowest in our society.
What happens if some dickhead, some deranged dickhead, hey, guess what? With a fucking gun decides he wants to, I don't know. He sees some shit about some guy who's a crisis actor.
Yeah.
I just... Doesn't Alex Jones... I mean, is that motherfucker saying they're crisis actors? Is he hinting at it?
Well, he'll say, I'm not saying they are crisis actors.
Damn,
but
Alex,
the less gonna say I'm saying it.
People like him, don't they understand that they embolden lunatics? Lunatics that probably have fucking guns?
Don't take my freedoms.
God,
don't take
what freedoms. What freedoms does anyone have if you can't, if you go to school and you can be gunned down with an AR-15, the same weapon that gunned down a shit ton of kids at Sandy Hook, the same weapon that gunned down people at Pulse nightclub at the fucking Vegas shooting. It goes on and on and on. How is that motherfucking freedom that you can't go to school and not be
right?
What kind of freedom do we have? We don't have freedom from these gun control nuts.
The let's check really quick. I got a whole shit ton of gun stories. Let's check over at the Drudge Report quickly to be fair and balanced. See what the headline says over there. Let's crank our IQs down 100 points or so.
Oh, yes.
And sure enough, Billy Graham dead.
No.
Spread gospel around the world.
Sad.
Oh, well, I don't know if that's a plus.
No, I don't see how that is. Yeah. He said some shitty things about people with AIDS, too. Fuck him.
Skier badly injured after horror backflip.
Jesus Christ.
Ooh, Jesus.
You know what's crazy? Do you ever ski? Have you ever gone skiing?
Yes.
Okay. Isn't it enough just to go down the fucking mountain? Do you really need to do backflips and shit like that? Or can you just go down the mountain and be like, oh, okay, this is good enough for me?
Well, I'm not sure it was intended.
Oh, it was an unintentional backflip.
I don't know. I'm not looking at the video, but it may have been.
Sorry, skier. I don't mean to judge. I don't mean to blame the victim like the fucking Republicans. Sorry.
So, Billy Graham no longer going around the planet. 99 years old. He had a good run.
Yeah. Good,
good
job,
long
dude.
Run.
He's not in heaven. He's not in heaven. Yeah. You're in the ground. You're mulched. There's nothing. No, you spent your whole life talking about going to heaven. There's no heaven.
surely driving everyone on the right insane.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a story over at the Raw Story. Here are six awful details being omitted for Billy Graham's fawning obituaries.
Right, right.
Not the wonderful, intelligent, enlightened, knowledgeable people that are on the Facebook page of Crab Diving. Because
right.
Almost every comment.
They don't like this guy.
Good. Rotten hell. Yeah. He should have died before he had kids.
I mean,
was one of them, which is.
Well, think about Billy Graham if you're not a straight white male. Think about evangelicals.
Well, right. Yeah.
Yeah. In a positive light, if you're not a straight white male, it's tough.
He did support the civil rights movement. He did support Nelson Mandela.
Wow.
During
good
his
job.
Imprisonment. He embraced Muhammad Ali during the fallout of his conversion to Islam and when he was a conscientious objector to the Vietnam War.
Okay.
However.
Yes. There we go. Now we're ready.
Despite what Donald Trump says.
Oh, yes.
The great, all caps. The great Billy Graham is dead.
Ah, how eloquent. Did you read that?
There was nobody like him. He will be missed by Christians and all religions. A very special man.
Wow. Good one, Donald. Damn, that's heartfelt.
Brings
Jesus.
A tear to my eye.
Oh, yeah.
Graham helped normalize ultra-rich pastors. He was one of the first, if not the big televangelist, rich televangelist.
Oh, yes.
Like we said earlier, a Facebook comment said that her grandmother used to send her whole Social Security check to that asshole.
Oh, my God. That's nuts.
His net worth was approximately $25
million. Wow.
He once preached AIDS was the judgment of God. October, Columbus, Ohio, 1993. Is AIDS a judgment of God? I could not be sure, but I think so.
Fuck you. Oh, my God. Fuck you.
He quickly backtracked and then said he didn't believe that. And I don't know why I said that.
Well, okay. I know why you said it. You believed it. Are we supposed to believe that guys that get paid for talking to people over and over again, like his job is talking.
Yeah.
He didn't mean to say that. Okay.
He wrote a memo to Nixon urging him to commit a war crime in Vietnam. Graham supported a very specific military strategy in the Vietnam War. He wanted Nixon to nuke them.
Guys, isn't that enough? Think about that. What if Nixon had taken his fucking advice and done it?
Oh, it's worse. He wanted Nixon to use nuclear weapons to destroy the dikes that managed flooding in North Vietnam.
Oh, my God.
This plan was something even Henry Kissinger thought was just too much.
Kissinger was
just
like,
too much.
Bump the brakes. Come on now.
I even think that is just too much.
You know, listen, fuck Billy Graham. Rot in the ground.
He was anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
He did use it says here at the Raw Story, Graham used the whole, I don't believe that and have no idea why I said it thing a few times. For example, after taped conversations revealed that Graham made anti-Semitic statements to Nixon. Oh, yeah. I want to get those tapes. Specifically, he told the president that Jews control the media, and this is dangerous.
Right.
Quote, this stranglehold has got to be broken or this country's going down the drain, to which Nixon enthusiastically agreed. Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. Graham suggested if he got elected to a second term, we might be able to do something.
About what?
About wrestling
people.
The media out of the Jew hands.
God, you know, man, there's nothing good to say about Billy Graham. Hey, listen, I guess I'm sorry to his kids, his shitty fucking kids, that your dad's dead. But to a lot of people, he was bad. He was a bad fucking guy. He was bad.
Shockingly, he had backward views on women.
Oh, wow.
He criticized feminism. And what is the Billy Graham rule?
Yes.
Is a practice among Protestant Christian leaders in which they avoid spending time alone with women to whom they are not married.
Oh, my God.
Mike Pence.
Oh, yeah.
Our vice president follows the Billy Graham rule.
Mother, I can't find my ball gag. Mother.
Donald Trump.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well,
on the other hand.
Donald Trump's busy. He's busy.
It says here, Graham raised his boy wrong. Yeah, that's kind of what we said, too. Franklin Graham is a shit stain of a human being.
Right, right. Well, so is his dad.
In his 1997 autobiography, Graham was regretful of his involvement in politics, writing that if I had to do it all over again, I would also avoid any semblance of involvement in partisan politics. There have been times when I undoubtedly stepped over the line between politics and my calling as an evangelist. Billy Graham said that.
Okay.
He failed to impart this wisdom upon his crotch spawn.
Hmm. Just think about like what you just said. He urged Nixon to nuke Vietnam.
Yeah, to flood everybody, just to flood North Vietnam.
That would have been children. He would have killed children. He wanted our president to kill more children in Vietnam. I mean, we can dispense with the pleasantries about Billy Graham. He's garbage.
Billy Graham, his son Franklin, has taken the lead in defending and legitimizing Donald Trump to evangelicals.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Franklin Graham told his flock, hold your nose and go vote for him.
Billy Graham's son is supporting a fucking fascist.
He said, Donald Trump is a changed man. And all Christians need to get behind him.
Oh my. Hey, you know one thing Billy Graham and Trump would see eye to eye on is this anti-Semitic shit, don't you think?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, Trump's not going to be, you know, he's going to be in a room alone with women. I mean, that's, you know, he's not going to not do that.
Right.
But I'm sure if Trump was in the room with Nixon and Billy Graham, he would have been like, oh, yeah, the Jews definitely have a stranglehold on our mainstream media.
So there you go. Yeah, I don't believe in hell, so you're not rotten in hell.
Yeah,
but,
just decomposing.
Bye-bye, Billy Graham.
You know, and I'm even seeing, like, you know, even some of my friends that aren't right-wing nut jobs, I'm seeing them saying, like, nice tributes to Billy Graham.
Oh, boy.
And it kind of worries me because we're not, if we don't see Billy Graham as a bad guy after all the shit we just listed, then we're really fucked up. It's not hard.
Well, that's because liberals are nice people.
Yeah.
And progressives are nice people and have empathy.
Right.
And it's hard to be gleeful, you know, when somebody dies, even somebody heinous. Well, he's complicated. He's not like Trumpian heinous. He's pretty bad. He's got a lot of bad qualities, but there were times that he was on the right side.
Yeah.
There's never a time when Trump is on the right side.
Right.
There's never a time when Mitch McConnell is on the right side.
Yeah, doing good.
There's
true.
Never a time where Paul Ryan is on the right side of doing good.
But you think about a man of God who people trust, you know, everybody believes in this Christian bullshit in this country, and they afford this guy all this authority and knowledge and shit, and he waddles into the White House and tells Nixon that you need to fucking nuke Vietnam.
Right.
Using all that moral authority. I mean,
I don't know how you justify that one.
If our president actually listened, said, this is a man of God telling me this, I should really consider it. He's horrible.
He's still trending on the Twitter.
Trending on Twitter.
As is Mark Cuban.
Right.
Did you see that Mark Cuban? I got the story. Get to it later about the Mavericks home office.
Yeah.
Well, I could do it in 2 seconds. It's like Fox News. There's a lot of misogyny, sexual grabby assing,
oh, really?
And things like that. And the president was the one doing it. The president of the Mavericks Association or company or whatever,
okay,
was the guy doing it.
Oh, shit.
I think like in the late 90s, he was...
Ooh.
They censured him for doing that shit. Then they made him president a little while later. And,
wow.
And Cuban is now saying, well, I didn't know any of this was going on. And he fired the HR guy saying, how come I didn't know about any of the stuff that was going on, the systemic sexual harassment and everything.
Damn.
They said it's like a locker room. It was awful.
Right.
And one of the women that said she was repeatedly harassed and grabbed and groped and bent and creepy.
Oh, yeah.
One guy, the president was like, oh, did you get gangbanged this weekend?
Oh, how nice.
What a great work environment.
Does it seem like Mark Cuban is a guy that's not going to know shit that goes on in
his
company?
That's the thing.
I don't know.
But one of the women said, she goes, you know, it's the corporate. She said, the polar opposite dealing with the players.
Oh, wow.
Polar opposite. She said, every time I met with groups of or individuals of the players, they were wonderful. They were nice. They were friendly. They were kind.
It's these
nobody
bags.
Grabbed me. Nobody said anything remotely sexual to me. When you get into the office with the rich white guys, suddenly
fucking look out.
Yep. So just so you know,
this fucking, what is it, man? Is it these guys that are just so powerful? They're arrogant.
Yes.
They think no one. Well, Trump said it, right? I'm rich.
Right.
I'm powerful.
Grab him by the pussy.
Yeah, and then I'm going to put mints in my mouth and kiss whoever the fuck I want to.
Blah.
Oh, my God. Some of you guys voted for him. Be ashamed.
Probably not a lot of our listeners voted for him. But
better not. God damn it. If you voted for Trump and you're listening to this podcast, fucking don't listen. I don't know. I don't want your ears.
We don't want your ears.
Ugh.
Don't sully our sound with your ears.
You're skeeving me out.
Whatever that means. So those are your headlines, everybody.
Yes.
Well, you know, let's talk some more about guns, since that seems to be the thing here in Floridia.
Oh, wee.
Trending on the Twitter, hashtag Parkland students speak.
Yeah.
Those
kids are awesome.
Busloads of them turned up at the President Trump hosts listening session with students and teachers from schools that have had shootings. Is this happening now? Allegedly?
What?
I'm going to listen.
You know, the truth is, you got to figure, the only thing that these students want from Trump is to resign. He's not going to do shit. That's the only thing this guy can, our president, the only thing our president can do that will actually help this country at this point is to fucking resign.
Yeah. About over 100 students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, where authorities say, we know, 17 people were killed by a 19-year-old gunman using an assault-style rifle. Blew off school today and rode buses to the Capitol. I don't think their school's back, by the way. But,
oh, yeah, yeah.
There were walkouts nationwide. The group joined other students, parents, and mass shooting survivors, marched roughly a mile from Florida State University to the Capitol building.
Right.
By 8:30 a.m., the students were entering the building to begin meetings with state lawmakers from both parties. Susanna Barna, senior at the high school, said a tragedy like this can never happen again, and we will never let it happen again.
Yeah.
Today, we're really just hoping they'll be receptive to what we're saying, listen to what we went through. We obviously want them to listen to our ideas on policy. But for now, if we could just get them to actually care about the matters we're talking about, that's probably the first step. Even though the other day, the Florida legislature voted down a proposal on banning, with some of the kids in the audience.
Oh,
they
the
voted
nerd.
Down a proposal to ban assault weapons.
How do they do that?
But they have advanced an anti-porn bill.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Oh, you know what's the worst? If you ever watched porn and you get shot to death, I mean, you know.
Right, with whatever. You know, take it in the eye. One GOP, one, at least one, they say. GOP lawmaker postponed the scheduled sit down with the group.
Yeah, yeah.
Until later on Wednesday, saying that she had to reschedule because of some meeting.
Right.
State Representative Jose Oliva, Republican.
Oh, oui, oui.
Republican, a Hispanic Republican.
Or just, hey, here's a weird one. A human being Republican. How the fuck does that work?
Maybe he's Cuban, because there's some conservative Cubans in down in Miami. Met with a group of students for an off-the-record discussion on gun legislation. Other students hope to meet with State Senate President Joe Negron, who turned away. They were turned away at his office because they didn't have an appointment.
Right. God damn. They didn't have an appointment.
Right.
Jesus.
People affected by previous mass shootings, including survivors of the 2016 Pulse nightclub massacre in Orlando.
Yes.
Planned a rally that began around noon on the steps of the Capitol. By noon, thousands of people had gathered.
Right.
Outside the Capitol to hear Parkland survivors and local activists. It was a roughly hour-long rally, a lot of signs, a lot chanting, never again, throw them out.
God, throw them out. Imagine you live through a mass shooting and then your fucking legislators, they're worried about porn. You just got shot at.
Right.
That is so fucked up. I don't know.
This is part of the live.
Oh,
kill people, not guns. Let me tell you, if this criminal shooter had a handgun, maybe many of our friends and teachers would be alive today. Yeah. If a ban on assault weapons just saved one more life, it would make a massive difference to our friends, their family, and their community. If a ban on assault weapons saved one more life, it would be worth it.
Thank you.
You know, it's so disingenuous, these idiots. We had some posting on our Facebook page about, you know, what about that? What about in China when all those people got stabbed?
Oh, God, with the fucking
Then you read it and it was a group. Yeah. A group of men stormed a place and stabbed a shitload of people in a short period of time. Well, yeah. What we're talking about is one person,
right?
This guy at this high school potentially was shooting 90 rounds
in
is it a minute or less than a minute? No, 90 rounds every 90 or round a second at least.
Yeah, yeah. But why? You know, it's a weird comparison. I mean, hey, listen. I wouldn't want to send my kid to school and he gets shot at. I don't give a fuck about what happens in Japan with a guy with a sword.
Yeah.
I don't understand why that comparison is being made. Who fucking cares?
Florence Yared, a junior.
Yes.
Said, no longer can I walk the halls I walked millions of times before without fear and sadness.
Yeah.
No longer can I walk the halls without imagining bloodstains and dead bodies. All because of the damage that a single AR-15 rifle caused.
God damn it.
The only purpose of an assault weapon like this is to kill, and to kill as many people as possible. I'm not trying to take away your Second Amendment rights, nor am I trying to eliminate all guns, but we cannot protect our guns before we protect our children.
That's what they're doing. It's the same fucking thing every time. Every time one of these mass shootings happen. Everybody's worried about your Second Amendment rights. There are people bleeding out, getting shot to death with AR-15s. We're worried about Second Amendment.
That's these kids aren't fucking around either.
No.
She said, many students throughout the country can't wait to go vote, can't wait to run for office, to make a change and make a safer world. You adults have failed us by not creating a safe place for your children to go to school. So we, the next generation, will not fail our own kids.
Right. They're going to rescue us from this bullshit.
Right.
How sad is that? How sad is that these fucking high school kids have to do the job of our legislators? And it's not hard. Just ban these fucking weapons. That's all you have to do.
Governor Rick Scott.
Ugh, what a vomit.
Bat boy.
God damn it, we don't live in California anymore.
It's going to take a few minutes from running around making sure nobody says the word term climate change.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Great
guy.
Meet with small groups of them.
Oh, okay.
For 20 minutes each this afternoon.
Oh, wonderful.
It says here, this is a HuffPo. Students calling for stricter gun laws faced a setback Tuesday when the Republican-led Florida House voted against debating a bill that would ban assault weapons and large-capacity magazines. Later in the day, the same lawmakers discussed at length a bill that declares porn a public health risk.
What? Why? Okay.
AR-15s are not a public health risk.
Okay, GOP, you got me. I'm biting. Why? Why is porn a health risk now? How is porn gonna fucking shoot me to death? I'm wondering.
Kudos to those kids, and you know,
what would you rather
keep it up, Republicans?
Yeah,
piss more people off, alienate more people. You've alienated everybody browner than a Twinkie. You've alienated most of the vagina possessors.
Yes,
you've alienated LGBTQ people. And the people that care about them.
God, you know, yeah. And they embolden bad people to do bad fucking shit.
Islam. Well, any religion other than Christianity, mostly Protestantism, because many of y'all don't like the Catholics either.
Right.
Yeah.
They want to keep their weird sky god fiction bullshit very specific. They understand what it takes to get into heaven, but nobody else does.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds sane. These lunatic
Missouri?
Evangelicals running around with guns. Oh, yes, I've heard of it.
The sovereign state of Missouri?
Fuck you!
Which sometimes I'm like, oh, well, it's Midwest. It's got to be sane.
That's where Michael Brown's from, right? That's where he got killed,
and then,
right?
Yeah, and all kinds of heinousness coming out of Missouri. It's really like the Alabama of the Midwest.
In case anyone's wondering, that's not a compliment. It's not a compliment. You're the Alabama of the Midwest. Yeah, that's a good one. Ooh.
I'll have to tweet that. There's a baseball team.
Yes. The Cardinals?
Grade school. No. Ugh. Fuck the Cardinals.
I just puked all over.
I'm a Cub fan.
Kate, let me clean up.
There's a school.
Yes.
I don't have the name of the school, sadly.
Yes.
I could probably find out in a half second. But they're raising money.
Okay.
For their baseball team.
Right.
For youth baseball team.
Okay.
Third graders.
Fuck you.
Which puts them in the 7, 8, 9-ish. Yeah, 8, 9 years old.
Something like that.
Third graders in a Missouri community are continuing to sell raffle tickets for an AR-15.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
To benefit their traveling baseball team.
What the fuck? Why?
The coach of the 9-and-under baseball team in Neosho, Missouri, N-E-O-S-H-O.
Neosho. I don't think they'd even do this in Alabama, in the real Alabama.
Said they had the idea before the shooting in Parkland.
Oh, okay, geniuses.
Levi Patterson is the coach.
Oh, God. Levi!
A father of one of the players, who is a co-founder of Black Rain Ordnance Incorporated, a weapons purveyor.
Oh, okay. What does that mean? They sell guns?
They
and
sell
shit.
Guns.
Like, what is it called?
Black Rain Ordnance, Inc.
What does that mean? Why is the rain black? Black rain.
I don't know.
Sounds like a superhero.
Well, they really want to rain ordnance on black people.
Oh, okay.
Is what they mean.
Is it like rain, like raindrops have fallen on my head?
Yes.
Or is it like, okay.
Not like a monarch's rain.
Right. Black Rain.
So Black Rain Ordnance, Inc. offered the weapon for the raffle.
I like my rain purple.
I think I looked online. They're like $500-$700 for one. I mean, it's not like crazy money.
For an AR-15?
Yeah. Make them $10,000 each. Like Chris Rock said.
Make the bullets expensive.
Make bullets $1,000 a piece.
Or here's an idea, and I know this is going to sound nuts. Let's just not have them
anymore.
Fuck them. Fuck these gun owners. Can we stand up to somebody?
The coach said that he considered finding a different raffle item after the mass shooting.
Oh, fuck you.
But ultimately decided to turn it into a positive thing after he got the hate. So this is one of those, fuck you. This is that sad little alt-right butt-hurtitude.
Oh, it's the
where
victim.
There's snowflakes. So they're like, oh, you're spending all this hate at me. Fuck you. I'm going to give away two rifles.
I'm a victim.
Right.
These guys are victims.
These are all the same little pissy babies that are saying, keep it up. Keep it up. And I'm going to vote Trump again.
Oh, my
God. We're
going
to put him in again if you keep being nasty to us.
Oh, hey, guess what, dickhead? We're going to be nastier. We're going to be much nastier. You fucking vile. What a scumbag.
The coach said one of the people from a hate group turned in a Facebook post about the raffle for I don't know what.
What the fuck? What? I can't even begin to believe this story. There's nothing else we could have chosen but a fucking machine gun for a fucking raffle at a game. How fucked up is this person? Somebody should, hey, George Soros, hey, buy this gun and donate all the, sell it and then donate the money to.
But guess what happened?
Yes.
Donations are pouring in.
Right.
After the criticism. Let's send money to this team that the libtards hate.
But we don't hate the team.
I'm just saying.
I hate this dude. Those fucking kids don't know any better. They probably love this. They don't know any better. Their parents are nuts.
He said people as far away as Colorado are offering to buy tickets.
Yeah,
raffle tickets.
Great. Congratulations. Hey, you're making the world better, don't you think? Giving away an AR-15.
One commenter wrote, are you all tone deaf? AR-15 kills 17, so you raffle a gun for child sports? Lord, people, wake the hell up. Justify all you want, but you are wrong, period. Now, that's not profane like we would leave.
Yes.
That's not nasty or condescending like we would leave.
Right.
That's rather civil.
Absolutely.
The coach responded by writing, gun raffles have been going on for years. Evil has and will always exist. Our hearts break for those involved, and we do not take that lightly.
You know, I imagine in the 1800s, some dickhead said, hey, slavery has been going on for years. I'm sure someone said that. What are we supposed to do? Not become enlightened? Not progress? I mean, you want to go back? Do we want to get rid of penicillin?
We are not, have not, and will not force one of our boys to sell raffle tickets for the Black Rain AR-15 Spec 15. If they're uncomfortable doing so. But then he turned around and said that all the players age from 7 to 9 are selling the raffle tickets.
Yeah.
Nobody opted out.
Right.
Neo show. The raffle, the school district wants everyone to know that is not affiliated with them. And in fact, somebody had put up on Facebook, like a meme with the school
meme.
District logo and a AR-15 or something. And the school's
right.
Like, nuh-uh. So Facebook took that down.
Yeah,
The school is just like, this is a youth baseball group. We got nothing to do with this shit.
God damn. Why do you want? It just doesn't make any sense. You shouldn't be allowed to have a raffle for a gun. I don't give a fuck what kind of gun it is. When you buy, how does it work? You buy a raffle ticket for this AR-15. Let's say you're a felon or you're on the terrorist watch list or something.
Sure. Do you think they background check?
I don't know.
I bet they don't.
Well, they got to.
If the gun store is providing it, they probably do have to. But technically,
I mean, we're assuming
if it was a private transfer, you wouldn't need to.
Really? Is that the loophole? Like, say you have an AR-15, you got it legally, or whatever.
I could go to Walmart and buy one right now.
Yes.
And hand it to you. Say happy birthday.
What do I do with it? I mean, really, what am I supposed to do with it, actually? Say I get an
AR-15.
Well,
I wouldn't do that because.
Well, I know. I don't want it. But what would I do with it? What am I supposed to do with it? Like,
you protect yourself.
From what?
I don't know. There was another. Do you remember those? There was another one
delusional.
Of those. Another one of those studies done. Do you remember the? It was gun nuts who did it. The first one.
Yes.
We reported on this a couple years ago that some gun nuts did simulations.
Ooh, yes.
Where they played people in the office. It was right after. What's the name of that newspaper in France? Charlie Hebdo.
Oh my God! Oh yeah.
And do you remember they recreate? They put together an office, and they're like, "Look, if everyone at Charlie Hebdo had been armed, none of that would have happened." And then they had other members of their lunatics come in and pretend to be terrorists. And even everybody had guns in their fucking desks. I think at one point they had one guy with a gun or something, and then they gave it to more people or whatever. Everybody still got killed.
Yeah, but they didn't have Queefer in there, right? They didn't have Jack Bauer.
Not once did the good guy alleged with the gun, the good guy with the gun, anybody, even themselves. They all got killed. And then there was just another one recently where it was schools. And they were trying to say, look, if you arm the teachers, it's going to mean fuck all.
But it will mean what will happen is that we'll see stories of where a teacher drops a gun and it goes off. Or maybe the teacher's taking a shit, leaves it on the toilet
and
tank.
Yeah, and leaves it in a room full of kids.
Right. Why is it?
They're going to be locked. Oh, okay. Yeah. So the gun is locked up. Mr. AR-15 kicks in the door.
Yes.
Hold on while I get the key. Hold on while I get the combo, Mr. Terrorist Killer, please. Yeah. Wait 1 second.
I mean, and the thing is, I don't know. A lot of these guys that do these mass shootings and shit, it seems like they're into their guns. They know how to work it. They practice. They have a whole plan. But I'm sitting there. I haven't looked at my gun for 3 months. I don't remember what drawer it's in, like you're saying. I'm supposed to be able to be good enough with my gun to take out a gunman that's been practicing?
Yeah.
It's not a great plan. The better plan, and I'm no genius, would be to get rid of that fucking gun that the nutball has.
Neosho, God. Missouri, this is scary.
Yes.
Is the most populous city in Newton County.
Fuck you.
Newton County, Missouri.
Right. Named after Fig or
and
Isaac.
And it serves as the county seat. It's the most populous city in Newton County.
Fuck you.
Newton must be a hell of a county because Neosho has 12,000 people. That's the biggest city in the county. 12,000 people.
That's like, you know, if you go to a Cubs game on a Saturday afternoon, 50,000 people in the, you know, packed, 50,000 people in the audience.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm willing to bet it's mostly white.
Perfect.
84.2% white, 1% African American. Oh, those poor people.
Guys.
Those poor black people who live in
go get them.
Neosho, Missouri.
I mean,
1.6% Native American, 0.9% Asian,
right.
2.4% Pacific Islanders. Oh, they've got a little Filipino enclave.
Boy. I mean,
what's 2% of 12,000?
I honestly have no fucking idea. Like
200 people.
Ooh. Damn.
So there's 200 Filipinos in the
what do you do there for fun in Neosho when you're not raffling off semi-automatic or automatic weapons, right?
AR is a semi.
Oh, okay.
Who
cares? It's a shitty gun.
Or a single. I mean, it can also be no, it's a semi, yeah.
Yeah,
you don't have to cock it every time.
Cock. It's enough, though, if Al-Qaeda is attacking in your living room.
But you do have to pull the trigger each time.
Well, yeah, it's a gun. Of course you do, don't you?
Not an automatic. Automatic rifle means you hold the trigger and it goes.
Why do we need that?
Well, we don't have that.
Okay.
Those are illegal. But not bump stocks. The bump stock helps alleviate that problem.
God, you know, I never understood that until you just explained that a semi-automatic weapon, every time you pull it back with the finger, if you have a bump stock, that stabilizes your hand and it makes it easier to trigger it up?
No, a bump stock literally uses the vibration of the recoil from the shot.
Yes.
To bump your finger faster.
What?
To bump the trigger faster.
Oh, God.
So that It's fat. You don't. So you can, I guess, hold it.
Right.
And the bump stock does the work.
So you can shoot more people.
Sure. Faster.
See, this is the thing. Like, the argument, why don't we buy banned cars? Because, you know people die in auto accidents.
Also disingenuous because
right.
You don't make cars to kill people.
Well, I mean, if the streets were lined with children and to drive, a car had to drive over kids, then it would be a similar argument, right? If the car were made to drive over kids.
Right, yeah, it yeah. Would be the same you had argument. Like a had like spears in the front or some Mad Max shit
God
going
damn.
On.
Don't people see that? Don't people see
no,
that?
No, look at our Facebook page.
Makes
look
sense.
Look at our Facebook page. They do not see that.
Oh, my oh, God. Yeah.
What about, you know, knife? What about a car? You kill people. What about, you know, they ran over people with a truck. There were more people dying.
So then what you say to them is, other than killing people, what is that AR-15 used for?
Well, exactly.
And you can't say, like, a paperweight. You can't say...
Hunting, because they're illegal for hunting.
Hunting people.
Protection, sport shooting. Sport shooting.
Sport shooting?
Yeah, it's because it's fun. Because it's fun. You know what else would be fun? Shooting a howitzer. They don't let us have those either.
Oh, come on, pussies.
Driving a tank would be fun as fuck.
Oh, yes.
Blowing some shit up.
Sorry.
Would be fun.
Drinking this.
Like a live video game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I hate those. Video games?
But,
God damn it.
We're not allowed to have those.
Right, because I don't know. It would be insane, maybe.
Right.
It would be insane. There's no reason anybody needs an AR-15. Like, if somebody came out, and I'm not giving away any geo clues as to where we fucking are, on the corner out there and just started shooting that AR-15, would the bullets get through our house? Would they go through our walls?
Maybe.
The windows?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Maybe the walls. They're high velocity. That guy, did he have an AR in Vegas?
I think
he had a bunch of different guns.
I thought he had an AR.
Those go a long time.
A guy that does mass shootings would be like, of course I have an AR. Don't you watch the news? They're the best for this sort of thing. That's
remember
what we
those,
always use.
Remember the Riverside bank robbers in California, the two guys
oh my
who were
God, yeah.
That footage is
body
on
armor.
YouTube, and they were wearing body armor, and they're just walking the streets shooting at cops. Nobody cares because the bullets were just bouncing off their
right.
armor. That's before they started arming cops with stuff like that, and that's why one of the reasons they started arming cops with that stuff is because the criminals had the ARs.
Yes,
and the cops' little stupid 38s were just ping ping ping
Holy
off
shit,
of the
man.
Off of the body armor. But there was somebody who was hit that was over a mile away.
From that guy's AR-15.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A mile, man.
Yeah.
Dude, fuck that shit. You don't even know what's going on.
I guess they're still raffling, like, you know, contact
Yay.
The Neosha baseball team if you want to buy a ticket to
oh
hit
my
an
God.
AR-15.
What kind of asshole gets in on this raffle?
Well, how tone deaf, too.
Is
I mean,
there a
he's
ceremony?
Just a, this coach is a spectacular asshole because he knows what's going on. And when he's like, I thought about it for a minute.
No, you didn't.
And then decided, well, no, I ain't going. You know, I don't want to make this political.
Bullshit. This is a fuck you.
You're a gun nut. You're a piece of crap.
And you're saying fuck you, libs. Fuck you, assholes.
Yeah.
I got Second Amendment.
And he won. The right-wing
right.
dickhole sphere is sending the money because of the evil libtards that pounced on him.
You know what I mean? That's the real disingenuous thing these Republicans do. They get in there and say, we're gonna make sure this never happens again. They say that, right?
Yeah,
what
sure.
always
yeah,
it
sure.
just happens again.
Never again.
Never again.
We're not going to do anything about it, but never again.
These kids will.
Yeah,
these kids will.
I hope these kids really, I don't think these kids will forget. You know, it's February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. 9 months. 9 months. These kids won't forget.
Fuck no.
And the
oh,
ones that are 18
no,
are going to be voting. And
oh, yeah.
If you have an R next to your name,
you're fucked.
Yeah.
You should be.
You're probably not going to get the votes of these kids.
I mean, let's be honest. If you have an R next to your name and you're not screaming to get assault weapons banned.
Yeah.
Or these AR-50, whatever. You're not screaming for sensible gun control and the ouster the shitler. You're a loser. You're a fucking loser.
So listen to this one. Pennsylvania?
Yes. Okay.
Good news from Pennsylvania recently.
Right.
The end of the gerrymander there. The Republicans are already filing lawsuits, squealing bloody.
Yeah.
And because Shitler told them to.
Oh, okay.
Remember he tweeted. Pennsylvania, your original map was right. Your original map that even Pennsylvania found unconstitutional.
Oh, yeah, dude. And so I'm supposed to sit here and fucking believe that Vladimir Putin isn't telling Trump to tell these people in Pennsylvania to do this. I'm not supposed to believe that?
Well,
that's not crazy.
I responded to our president.
Oh, did you? Okay.
When he said that, on Twitter, he said, challenge it to the Supreme Court. The Dems are cheating, that kind of shit. Challenge it to the Supreme Court. And I responded, it already went to the Supreme Court, you fucking moron.
Yeah, you idiot.
He hasn't banned us yet. I'm really sad. But,
he's busy.
That would be I would screen cap that and frame it, hang it here in the wall and crab diving if Trump blocked us.
Oh, yeah. You think he's repairing his marriage right now? Is that what's going on with him?
I think he lost a shit ton of followers last night, too.
Oh, did he really?
Did you see trending on the Twitter? The snowflakes are squealing and crying over there was a purge of Twitter bots I guess suspected Twitter bot accounts.
Right.
Last night.
Twitter figured out that there's, they're not real users.
Hashtag Twitter lockout. It was trending this morning. There was somebody who tweeted, "Hey, Trumpers trying to try to understand this. The followers you're losing tonight are not real people. They were bots. And Twitter decided enough was enough. You aren't being censored." They're screaming.
Yeah, you're not being censored.
Right. We're going to sue. We're going to sue. They're only going after conservatives.
You're going to sue for the rights of these robots, these Twitter bots, right? Oh, that's fucked up.
Caroline O tweeted, pro tip, bots don't have First Amendment rights.
Oh, yeah. Or Second Amendment rights, you dickhead.
And this guy points out correctly, Twitter is a corporation. It can therefore do whatever it wants. You are not entitled to an account. Nor are you entitled to your followers.
Yeah. They can just pull. See, that's the thing. They can just pull the plug. So why doesn't Twitter yank the plug on Shitler so he doesn't start World War III with his fucking thumbs?
Well, they've tried. They've asked Jack Dorsey, why aren't you banning this asshole? He's going to kill us all.
Right. And, he could just ban the guy.
They don't.
Bastards.
Oh, we're loony leftists.
Yeah.
We just got a tweet at, let me see how many followers this guy has. 1,400 followers.
Oh, okay.
The one common denominator of 99% of high-profile killings is the perp is a loony leftist who feels he's been wronged by society in some way. Gun sense will get you killed.
God, wait, it's a loony, it's the opposite. It's a right-wing nut job.
It's the upside-down world, it's... Earth 2.0, it's the other side. All these references that you hear to about the fact that these people on the right literally live in a different brain universe.
I mean, it's obviously right-wing nut jobs that feel like they've been cheated. It's white guys. Mentally ill white dudes guns that shouldn't have guns.
Okay, and maybe the guy who shot Scalise was a Democrat, a leftist, maybe. Okay.
Right.
There's one.
Okay.
The kid who shot up the high school the other day?
No, not a leftist.
Hates black people?
Yes.
Misogyny on his all kinds of stuff? He's... And pro-Trump. Oh, MAGA hats.
Yeah, yeah, the MAGA
hat. He's a Trumper.
Wait, what about Dylan Roof?
Dylan Roof. What about the guy with the...
Not a leftist.
In Vegas.
I don't know. What was his deal?
He was a Republican. We still don't know why he did it.
How many shooters?
So I'm trying to find all these loony leftists.
Oh, yeah.
Who feel like they've been wronged.
Right. This is so fucked up.
But hey,
man.
Thanks for retweeting us.
Oh yeah.
He retweeted our promo.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you did Gun Sense, that's why.
Oh yeah. I've been tweeting a bunch of guns.
That
stuff
one drives off. Them nuts.
See, but Gun Sense, I don't even do 2A anymore because it just brings out lunatics. I just do Gun Sense, Gun Control Now. What's wrong with Gun Sense?
Nothing. They're just, it's just a trigger.
There's fuckheads.
No pun intended, right. For them.
Oh, by the way, I tweeted out this survey.
Oh yeah, this is,
oh yeah, this thing. You know, I didn't know this. The NRA, cause other than just being a place that just shoves money up Republican dickheads, assholes, you know, to get elected, they also have like members and they get benefits. And so certain businesses, if you're an NRA member, will give you a discount on their services, like moving companies,
right.
Health insurance companies,
like
rental
having
cars,
an ARP card,
fucking shit. And we should be boycotting these fucking businesses because they're propping up the fucking NRA. They're dirty. But I didn't even fucking know this. Like Alamo rental car.
Right.
Allied Van and Movers, a bunch of MetLife Enterprise rental. There's tons.
All of NRA discounts.
No, absolutely.
Marianne at Thread and Thumb retweeted the at NRA boycott.
Oh, cool.
Is, on the Twitter at NRA boycott.
Awesome, Marianne. And sign that fucking petition, guys. That's a good one.
Oh, wow. That's a NRA 5-star benefits.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Isn't it fucked up?
Visit NRA.org. Well, there's you can find your list right there. It's really easy. NRA.org/5-star benefits. And
there's even like
those
are
all the
club.
Companies that give discounts to NRA members.
A wine club, man.
Well, they don't do anything else for you. What does the NRA do? They used to have classes and shit and teach people like gun safety.
And
caring for your
how
guns
much,
and shit.
How much do these dickheads spend on an NRA membership?
I don't know.
Probably a shit ton, dude. I think I had a friend that joined for a lifetime. It was $700.
I think my dad was lifetime also.
And I said, well, you know, when your dad joined, it was kind of different, wasn't it?
Well, it was. Way back in the day.
Your dad was a fucking ranger, right? He was an Army Ranger?
Paratrooper, yeah.
Right.
$35 a year with discounts for juniors, disabled veterans, and seniors.
What do you get out of
it? You can also get an associate membership with fewer benefits for $10 a year. Lifetime membership is now $1,000.
Do I have to, like, say I want to join the NRA. Do I have to prove I have a gun or something? Or they don't care. They'll take your money. They don't give a fuck.
Come and inspect it. Let me see your gun. Let me see. You only got one. You can't join.
Boy, you ain't no associate. Please get a fucking coupon book. Dude, it's bullshit. You look
buy a raffle ticket for Neosha. I mean,
you're going to give me discounts whenever I rent a fucking car? So what? Where the fuck am I? I don't get it. Benefits suck.
So yeah, follow at NRA boycott.
Right.
On the Twitter.
And fuck Wayne
and
Lafayette.
Sign the petitione.
Oh, wee.
This one is crazy. Pennsylvania, I believe I started talking about earlier.
Oh, yeah.
The Sanctuary.
Sanctuary.
Oh, this is crazy. Sanctuary Church and Rod of Iron Ministries. I got your Rod of Iron right here.
Oh, God. Rod of Iron. Ooh,
come
yes,
on. Please. Sanctuary Church and Rod of Iron Ministries.
Mike Pence loves it.
Is an offshoot of the Unification Church. That's Mooney's, right?
What is that?
Sun Young Moon? The it's a cult.
Sun Young Moon?
Sun Young Moon.
Oh yeah.
A cult from like the 70s and 80s.
Oh, okay. Is it what kind of cult? Like you put on Nikes and kill yourself or what?
Almost.
Oh God. Fucked up.
Sanctuary Church and Rod of Iron Ministries is an offshoot of the Unification Church. Oh, well, here. Founded by the late Sun Young Moon.
Yes.
It is now led by his son,
okay,
the Reverend Sean Moon.
Okay. Oh, wow. So you just get the family fucking business.
Parishioners in Pennsylvania are planning to attend church services armed with their AR-15 rifles so they can be blessed.
Holy shit.
Bless my rod of iron.
I didn't know that's where you were going with that. I just didn't. Their guns are anointed by Sky God.
This will be a big thing for us. It's a new stage for us because it incorporates the rod of iron as it is in Revelations. Revelations talks about the returning Christ ruling with the rod of iron.
Fuck you. Hey, Kate, can you go ahead and get religion banned from the face of the fucking earth? Because we're done. This rod of iron shit, please. What the fuck?
This rod of iron is the AR-15 in today's terms, he says, referencing Revelation 2:27.
9.
Which says, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron.
Ooh, yes.
As the vessels of a potter shall be broken to shivers.
My vessels are what?
Even as I received of my father.
Receiver. Wait, what are my vessels doing?
That's the King James translation.
Oh, great.
Which I assume is the real word of the Lord to some.
Do not break my vessels.
Blatant heresy to others.
Yeah, you're burning in hell. What do you think about that?
Other translations refer to an iron scepter instead of a rod of iron.
Sign me up. I want an iron rod. Fuck your scepter. That sucks.
Sun Myung-moon also founded the conservative Washington Times.
Whoa.
Back in the day.
Hold on a second. The guy that did the Rod of Iron church where you walk around praying with your gun is the same dude that started the Washington Times?
He's dead. His son, the church, yes, that he started, but his son is now in charge.
Is his son loony as fuck too?
No, he's having a Rod of Iron fest where you bring your AR to get blessed. Specifically the AR-15.
You know what I love? I love going to the Golden Corral on a Sunday, and then the Church of Rod of Iron crowd rolls into the fucking buffet, and they're all strapped.
I accidentally dipped my rod of iron in the cheese fountain.
That's fine. Just don't shoot me to death, dickhead. Friendly fire.
The AR-15 blessing ceremony, and for those that want to go, it will be in...
Who's going to
Dreher Township in northeast Pennsylvania.
Oh, that sounds just lovely.
Guess the Moon family owns a firearms factory.
Oh, wow.
In nearby Blooming Grove.
What a fucking shock.
The Reverend Sean Moon.
Yes.
Their factory where they make guns is called K-A-H-R Firearms.
Can we get the Reverend Black Panther on the phone?
Reverend Sean Moon attended the Carr Firearms grand opening, which is run by his brother, Justin.
God damn it. You know, I don't want to give away any spoilers of Black Panther. Did you enjoy the movie? Black Panther?
Well, fuck yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah. I got an argument with somebody yesterday. I was like, what's better, Thor Ragnarok or the fucking Black Panther?
Oh, I'm going Black Panther.
Oh, God. The Thor movie, they're both great.
You're racist.
Oh, I am not.
Just kidding.
God damn it. but, God, you know, I get that whole thing with all the dick jokes about the Hulk. God, those are funny.
No, but this is badass.
I know.
I mean,
well, the Thor was
fucking
badass. Oh, listen, I love them both.
Both good movies, but I'd have to pick Black Panther.
This story makes me think that they picked the wrong ending to Black Panther.
Duh, no spoilers.
No spoiler, but this shit.
Well, there are right-wingers claiming that Wakanda is everything, is a conservative's dream. They're walled in from and hidden from the rest of society.
Yes.
They don't allow immigrants.
Right. Oh, my God. Listen, I Wakanda needs to save us.
And then the ritual combat thing.
Yeah.
Choosing a leader when none of us...
Not a big fan. But I agree with that other character. Fuck us up. Take us over. Fix us. You know what I mean? Because we're fucked. I'm listening to this Rod of Iron church shit.
Can you imagine Trump and Hillary in a ring? Just trying to beat...
No.
I mean, that's so horrible.
Hillary would win. I'm just
Quite
saying.
Possibly.
She's probably got better cardio than Trump. I'm not trying to be a dickhead, but Jesus Christ, the pictures of you climbing up the green at your guy, you got a huge ass, dude. I mean, it's huge. You know what I mean?
Carr Firearms moved to Pennsylvania.
Yes.
To be able to manufacture so-called Tommy guns.
Right.
Semi-automatic Thompson submachine guns. They what? Still, you can make those?
Why?
The Prohibition era weapon is also known as the Chicago typewriter.
Can someone, yeah, can someone get a hard-on for something that's not a fucking personal weapon of mass destruction?
Justin
what
Moon
the fuck?
Explained, we had to look for a more gun-friendly state in the Northeast. Pennsylvania, as a large state, is the most gun-friendly Northeastern state.
Marky Kessler, remember him?
We love freedom. We love our guns. We're not going to give them up.
Well, damn it. Fuck. You know what? I wish we had a president that really was going to come and get your fucking guns. I really do. I wish Obama had come and gotten your fucking guns, dickhead. Don't you?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, we're talking about this
parent.
This, I'm sorry. In Wakanda, they have that thing that where you fight the other guy to be the ruler. What do we call that?
Ritual combat.
Who do you think would win in ritual combat? Donald versus Obama.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Fuck you, Republicans. Obama, baby.
Apparently, the parents of the nearby. Oh, come on. Wallen Paupack. Wallen Paupack. WallenPaupack. Wallen Paupack. South Elementary School. The parents are not happy about an AR-15 blessing event going on near their elementary school.
Well, of fucking course not. I don't want to go. Hey, listen, I don't want your kids being hurt or anything like that. I don't want that near me. I don't even want that.
Unreal.
If I was, tell you what, dude, to make a fucking point, if I had George Soros money, I would buy up as many of these fucking AR-15s as I could and just dump them in the ocean right in front of everybody.
Buy the company and shut it down.
Oh, yeah. Melt those guns down. Two-way nutballs.
Good news?
Okay.
Well, this is good news, actually.
With a caveat.
Without even a question mark.
Damn.
Because.
Well, well, one second. This is the second bit of good news. The first bit of good news is Billy Graham's dead.
No. It's just news. I don't. Didn't he say that. He doesn't affect my life at all.
Right.
But not worthy of.
Fuck no.
Being lauded. Lauded.
Right.
Lauded.
I'm not sad.
The hell's my problem. The sovereign state of Kentucky.
Fuck you.
There was another special election in a rural district.
Right.
For the state House of Representatives.
Okay.
In which Donald Trump carried the district with 72% of the vote.
Wow. Okay.
Compared to Hillary Clinton's 23. 50% higher Donald Trump got in this district.
With the help of the Russians.
In the last election.
Right.
I think he may not have needed the help there.
Okay. Vlad is like, you have this, Donald.
Don't worry about
that. Who cares?
And also, I would think Neosha, Missouri, also, they didn't have to worry about
right.
going after them.
Neosha's, they're giving away the fucking AR-15 for the baseball team there?
Yes.
God.
Well, now, this she's probably married, so her husband probably had to deal with this name growing up. Linda Belcher.
Mm-hmm. Belcher.
Former state legislator.
Right.
Ran in Bullitt County, Bullitt.
Fuck you.
And she beat her Republican opponent, Rebecca Johnson, 68-32.
Damn. That's a trouncing.
That's a huge swing of percentage points in a blood red district.
Dude, that's good news. That means progressives are voting. That means progressives are actually coming out and voting in these places.
Today's special election was held House District 49 to replace former state rep Dan Johnson, who committed suicide in December. He was a pastor at a local church. He was the guy that got caught.
He was accused of
sexually abusing a member of the congregation.
Right.
He denied it, though he killed himself just days after local media reported the allegations.
Yes. Republican, right?
So he was, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Same.
So there you go. Executive director of Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee said flipping a seat that Trump won by such a considerable margin in 2016 shows a sea change happening across America in 2018. Let us hope.
God damn.
They're going to be cheating.
Yes.
As much as they fucking can. We need to overwhelm them with real numbers.
Yes. Get out there and vote, baby. Sea change.
And they're going to be emboldened
right.
by Schittler, who's going to yes. be telling them, go out. We need more Republicans. Look at all this right. shit that's happening. If we have more Republicans, none of this is going to happen.
Right. You know that term you just used, sea change?
Yes.
Man, I don't know why I'm thinking this. Every conversation starts out with, I was listening to NPR. Hit me in the face. But...
Well, it's better to listen to Breitbart. Box,
some bullshit. I listened to some program. It was about language or something. And the whole program was about how people use sea change wrong. And I wish I could remember the right way to use it. You just used it there. I mean, the article that you read just used it. Isn't it crazy?
Oh,
I don't really. That's the whole point.
I
remember sitting here thinking, I listened to an hour of this shit. I don't even know what's right.
Oh, Pat Robertson calls for a ban on assault weapons.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Pat. Really? Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
I'm here. Pat Robertson from the 700 Club.
You trying to do something good so you don't burn in hell, Pat? You know? You're not going to burn
Ladies
in hell.
And gentlemen, I am a gun owner. I have hunted.
No, he's doing well. He just had a stroke recently.
No, oh, okay.
He's back in the saddle.
Oh, good.
Gun owner, I have hunted, I have shot skeet, I've gotten awards when I was in the Marine Corps for shooting. I've got no opposition whatsoever to shooting. But for heaven's sakes, I don't think that the general population needs to have automatic weapons.
Right.
It just doesn't have to have Russian built or Chinese built machine guns.
Wait,
it just doesn't.
Well, we don't.
He wants American built guns.
Yeah, right.
Fuck you.
If you're gonna make them
you know, guns, it just doesn't. I mean, it's one thing to defend yourself with a pistol or a shotgun to hunt with. Something else to have. And I think we can ban those things without too much trouble. And they have what they call bump stock that was. You get it. Mm-hmm. It would all go automatic. And I mean, we can stop that. And then there has to be some medical background check. If somebody is seeing a psychiatrist, is on medication, he or she needs to be prohibited from being turned loose to the general population. It's just got to be, you know, it's sensible. But as far as the right of the people to keep...
Well, I don't know about turned loose on the general population. I mean, what are you going to round up everybody that's depressed?
And also, the way he's talking about this mental illness is kind of odd. I mean, so he's saying he would rather people that aren't seeing a psychiatrist, that haven't had any kind of depression treated, he's saying they can have guns. But if there's evidence that you're getting treatment and you're medicating, you're on something that might help you, they need... They can't.
But we don't want the government to pay for that treatment.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to pay for that for poor people or anything.
I think Pat's solution is if you're poor, the best thing to do is just to light yourself on fire. I don't know.
It's sensible. But as far as the right of the people to keep and bear arms, the Second Amendment, and we're all for it.
There you go.
Well, I mean, didn't he say like he was for medical marijuana?
He's pro weed, yeah.
Weird. What a weird guy. But he also says Donald Trump is anointed by Sky God, right?
Oh yeah, he's totally into Trump.
Right.
Way into a Trump.
Yay.
And
he probably goddamn was this motherfucker caterwauling about Billy Graham too? I bet.
I don't have he probably oh, yeah.
Or he's probably jealous of the guy. He's probably like God, I wonder, do you think...
He owned a diamond mine.
Yeah, but...
I think Pat's doing okay.
He's bigger. Who's the bigger Jesus?
Pat.
Guy? Billy Graham or Pat Robertson?
Money wise, Pat Robertson, oh, yeah, hands down. If Billy Graham was only worth $25 million.
Oh, yeah. Pat Robertson would be like,
Pat pulled that out of a black worker's ass every time they were, when he checked their cavities.
Pat Robertson says, if I had the net worth of Billy Graham, I'd cry.
$25 million. I don't know what the fuck you'd do with that kind of little bit of money.
I'd be an atheist.
Pat Robertson stumbling into
still alive.
The right answer.
Right. Stumbling is true. He barely, you know, and he's military, right? A lot of these people that were in the military, they fired these guns and like, people don't need these. They know.
One of these kids said to Trump, Parkland survivor to Trump, I don't understand why I can still go into a store and buy a weapon of war.
Yeah. What do you say to that kid? Thoughts and prayers? We're never going to let this happen to you again.
An image taken by an AP photographer.
Yes.
From President Trump's White House listening session with people affected by the Parkland shooting and other school shootings immediately went viral. The photo in question captured the notes Trump is holding during the session.
Oh, my
God. Some of the notes, like, quote, I hear you, are clearly visible. They were telling this ethics-free piece of shit what to say. Here's a list of platitudes.
Oh. Remember, we just played, did we not last week, play Barack Hussein Obama's speech about Sandy Hook? Didn't we hear that? He was speaking from the heart.
Oh, amazing, yeah.
You're telling me this guy's...
Number one, you can read, it says, What would you most want me to know about your experience?
Are you in first grade, Trump? Is he in first grade?
What would you most like me to know about your experience?
Stephen Miller.
I watched my best friend's head get blown off.
Oh, my God. Stephen Miller, that's a shitty card. Get rid of that one. It's also, I mean, right, what you said, yes, it's insensitive, it's insane. It's also worded poorly, don't you think? What would you most like to, what?
What would you most want me to know about your experience?
Ah, that sucks. Get it. That one's out. Get rid of that one.
Yeah, and I don't, something about can we do? It's covered by his tiny little orange fingers. And then number five, I hear you.
Is there?
And people are tweeting. Right. Wait, he seriously had to have a written reminder.
Oh, yes.
To say I hear you.
God damn it!
Yes,
yeah.
Of course he did.
He's not human. There's something fucked up with him.
He needs a teleprompter for empathy.
He doesn't have empathy. He can't feel. Imagine you're president of the United States and you don't have enough empathy to feel bad for a bunch of kids that were shot at. That watched their kid. I mean, you're a child. I'm sorry. You're not mentally. Who's mentally prepared to watch somebody get shot to death?
Right.
I can't imagine. Horrific. He's got a card that's got to tell him to say, oh, I hear you. God damn.
This one is going to piss you off as much as it pisses me off more. Coach Dave.
Fuck him. God.
We all wanted
guy.
To tap into the Pass the Salt Google Hangout cast or whatever the fuck Coach Dave does. Hate Pastor.
Ugh.
Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
And you know what he does if you've never heard of this guy before? He goes to Planned Parenthood clinics and he yells at women going in to get treatment.
He terrorizes women going in.
He's a piece of shit. He's a piece of fucking shit. I guarantee you the good people of Wakanda wouldn't stand for this motherfucker.
Here's Coach Dave on the school shooting.
This will sound horrible, but I got to say it.
He's saying it's going to sound horrible.
Yeah. And he's accurate.
Right.
This will sound horrible, but I got to say it. Instead of the aftermath of these shootings in Florida being, hey, dude, where young guys are saying to each other, I'm going to learn to fire a gun. I ain't ever going to let this happen again. I'm going to learn to fire a gun. Instead, the reaction is, oh, please take the guns away. The exact opposite message. Meet power with power.
These people are insane. They're insane.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. Citations. I mean,
and I just did. I talked about those two studies where they even the gun nuts who set up the office scenario were upset because they ran through it like 10 different times.
Yeah.
And zero times did the good guy with the gun take out the big bad terrorist.
They were trying.
Yeah.
They weren't fucking around. This is crazy. This guy.
And they knew he was coming. In their scenario, they didn't know exactly when or whatever,
right.
But in their simulation, they knew a terrorist was coming.
I mean,
imagine not knowing. Not obviously, you don't know this is going
to
happen.
You go through your whole public school life, you get to your senior year or whatever in high school, and this is the only day in 12, 13 years of school somebody comes and shoots up your classroom. I mean, one is prepared for this. There is no scenario. Like, I think the idea with arming the teachers, these dickheads think it'll deter a mass shooting person.
All right. Well, he's talking about the kids. He thinks all the kids should apparently be packing.
But isn't it deterrence,
though? It should look like Deadwood when you go to school, except all the kids are strapping, too.
Except they're children.
Well, right.
And, you know, listen.
And we all know teenagers make great decisions.
Oh, my God. Dude, I went to high school in Lithium, Springs, Georgia.
Lithia Springs.
Well, Lithia, sorry. Not Lithia. You know, I'm just saying if you could go back in a wormhole in time and look at the people I went to high school with, a lot of cool people, a lot of nice people, a lot of people that grew up to be really interesting, cool libs, but a lot of them didn't. And a lot of them were nutball rednecks.
Like this, yeah.
Yes, like this.
Take your guns away!
Oh my God.
The exact opposite message! Meet power with power. That's manhood, masculinity. The truth of the matter is you can be as nice and as holy and as righteous as you want to be. And at some point, you're going to face evil.
Because we all know Jesus was a expert at Krav Maga.
Oh, right. Oh, is that what his thing was?
Sure, yeah.
What is he? Does he say you're eventually going to face Abel?
Evil.
Evil. Oh, okay. This guy's evil, dude.
Oh, this is insane,
Coach Dave. You're yelling at women getting treatment at clinics. Hey, you're a fuckface.
At some point, you're going to face evil. What are you going to do when you face evil? That's masculinity.
Ooh, somebody Hangout apparently has got took a deep bong hit, or possibly a TB.
You gotta hand it these right wing nut jobs. I mean, their bar for entertainment is so fucking low. I mean, listen to this.
You face evil. That's masculinity.
Amen.
We don't even teach it. We have no concept of it. We don't even teach it. So right wing watch and Howard Stern. They got the big microphones, and they make fun.
Howard Stern started playing Coach Dave clips.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and making fun of him.
Well, Coach Dave, you're nuts.
And right wing watch is what they do. In fact, that's where we are watching this video
now. Absolutely.
They got the big microphones, and they make fun of guys like us who really in our hearts get it and understand the battle that's being fought against us. And they try to ridicule us. They try to make fun of us. And most guys don't have the stones to stand up and say, "Hey, I don't care what this. I don't care what you say. You don't bother me. Here's what I think. Suck on that one, bud."
I would argue that you seem a little bothered.
Oh yes.
Ooh. You don't bother me.
By the way, suck on that one.
Suck on that one, bud.
Who wants to suck on this one?
It's like the Lord would. Jeez. What would Jesus say?
What's with all the suck on this and suck on that?
Oh, well, they're obsessed
with the big rod of church.
Homoerotic imagery. They're
that
all.
That church thing that we were talking about, the big rod of light or whatever the fuck that was.
Oh, yeah. They're
why is everything so phallic and shiny and thick?
I don't care what you say. You don't bother me. Here's what I think. Suck on that one, bud. We don't have that attitude anymore. Oh, I don't want to offend anybody. That is so womanly. That is so womanly.
You look at
all the great athletic events. It's about defeating the other man. It's about arising to the challenge and conquering the challenge. That's manhood. Yeah, Raj.
Oh, Raj. Apparently, Roger's going to weigh in here.
That's manhood. Yeah, Raj. He sounds nuts.
They're so insecure in their masculinity. They really are just sad, tiny, bald little men.
But you know,
that are so terrified that their manliness-itude is being challenged.
Yeah. They'll make fun of my dick.
It's not that you're not manly. It's that you're stupid and ignorant and hateful.
Yeah, but it is like these guys do think of shit like this as an extension of their masculinity, right? Yeah. I mean, and that's... And when we go after right-wing nut job troll gun fucks on our Twitter and Facebook, we often make that comparison. And they always say, well, libs always do that.
Right, because it's true.
It's true!
Right.
It's true. You guys are nuts. You are so fucked up about these guns.
Shooting the other man. It's about a...
He's not bothered. This doesn't bother him at all.
Right.
It doesn't bother him at all.
Oh, my God.
It's about defeating the other man. It's about arising to the challenge and conquering the challenge. That's manhood. Yeah, Raj.
Yeah.
I'm convinced one of the reasons many men...
It's about grabbing him, flipping him over, pulling down... Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
All right. Let's hear from this boar.
Raj.
One of the reasons many men do this is because they just want to sleep with the women. That's it. Period and simple.
What?
Their angle. Oh. To lack of masculinity is to get the woman. And I'm convinced a lot of men are that way.
What the fuck is Raj talking about?
You don't understand that?
No.
Come on.
I'm glad I don't.
A lot of these nitty progressives are in it, you know, to get laid. People that are for gun control.
We're cuckifying ourselves to get laid?
Yeah. I don't know what the end... to get laid. You're not really concerned about gun violence. You're not concerned that 30,000 people a year get shot to death in America. You're just trying to get some, buddy.
Oh, I thought he was talking about the shooters.
Oh. Oh, maybe I missed the point.
I don't know.
I mean, the audio quality is so bad, and this is garbage.
This guy's doing a show watching Coach Dave and participating. So, I mean, if Coach Dave is the pinnacle of intelligence on this YouTube chat, imagine what Raj...
You think Raj has a gun? He has a gun.
Oh, undoubtedly.
Dave, Coach
out of
Dave.
Frame right now. He's probably sticking it up his poop chute.
That's a bummer about these gun owners too. I mean, it's just you're also generally a lot of you are stupid as fuck. You're right wing nut job dickheads.
Angle to lack of masculinity is to get the woman, and I'm convinced a lot of men are that way.
So, boys, your life be a lot.
Oh yeah, you're right. That's a... Men are pussifying themselves because they think that's how you get women.
Yeah, they think
by being nice to them.
They're saying men are virtue signaling if you're a liberal.
Yeah.
To get laid.
Vince, a lot of men are that way.
So, boys, your life would be a lot easier if you quit letting your Peter rule your life.
Oh my God!
The exact opposite of what he just said.
You know, Coach Dave. He's racist.
So you shouldn't let your dick rule your life in trying to go out and get laid, but you should let your dick rule your life in that you should let your dick pull the trigger at every opportune moment.
I think, and I don't have any evidence to back this up, but getting laid would be better than going out and shooting off a gun, I would think. Safer?
Depends.
Yes. God, this Coach Dave is racist, sexist, he's homophobic, he's anti-woman, he's a nutball about this gun shit, but he's also just dumb as fuck. He is dumb as shit. Hey, Dave, are you sad about Billy Graham? Just wondering, probably.
Man, God. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Y'all.
Good job, dickhead.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks, God.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, God, for sending wonderful patriots to us like Coach Dave.
Oh, right. Oh, God, the audio quality on that show is so bad. And it's been going. Coach, you've been doing this show for fucking ever. Don't you want to buy a microphone?
I've got an answer to your question earlier.
Yes, which
about,
is?
If Alex Jones has jumped on the David Hogg is a crisis actor conspiracy.
Oh, come on. He has not.
You're welcome. So, look, you have been digging deep into the Florida.
Oh, meanwhile, I think was this Mod Gun who tweeted us earlier? Too heinous and gross And wasn't he, didn't he make a joke about kid diddling? And that's what got him fired from Breitbart. Milo Yiannopoulos. Yeah,
absolutely.
That shit stain.
Oh, is he resurfaced?
Is now at Breitbart. But not Breitbart, at InfoWars, oh, excuse okay. me. And
oh, God.
And I think it's in our Twitter stream somewhere here that there's a clip of him doing a supplement promo.
Oh, great.
Here it is. Yes. It was at Engelbrecht 5 on the Twitter. Right. Thanks for tweeting, everybody.
Danke.
Retweeted Rose McCafferty. Ross McCafferty, who is, I don't know who he is. He writes, he's a writer type dude. It's Milo selling supplements on InfoWars.
Come the fuck on.
This is not a drill, he says.
Hey, Milo.
Of course, let me remind you about InfoWars Life's iCurin. Here we go. The best endorsement I can give you, because I'm very careful about what I put inside myself. As many, I won't make that joke, actually. We go out on the radio, don't we? Oh, let's do it. There we go. Milk thistle extract, 600 milligrams of it. More toxins and diseases find their way into your system. More important it is that your body's detox systems can keep up. And the liver and the kidneys.
Is this Milo?
If it weren't so fitting, it would be sad how the mighty have fallen. He was on Breitbart and a lot more readers.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean,
and now he's fucking slinging dick pills on InfoWars.
Didn't he have a deal with Simon and Schuster for $250,000?
They canceled it after his pedophile jokes.
I mean, that's a big. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's better to be on InfoWars, dickhead.
So here is Milo with with Alex Jones.
You're welcome. So look, you have been digging deep into the Florida crisis situation. What most people are interested in is the internet ablaze with rumors that there's something off about these kids. There's something off about the reporting in general. Oh. Now, Gateway Pundit, the blog, has...
Gateway Pundit, right-wing nut job, even among right-wing nut jobs, by the way. Fake news.
Got into a lot of trouble for posting a piece by Lucian Wintrick that said that they were quote-unquote crisis actors, which is a big claim to make after a huge tragedy, that these children are survivors of a...
Much like, you know, you did, Alex, with Sandy Hook.
Yeah, yeah.
A brutal mass shooting that killed 17 people are being coached.
I'm sorry, my stomach hurts from all the milk thistle extract in it, swimming around it right now.
Oh, my God.
And that there's something not quite right about them. Video coming out about the boy in California, all kinds of stuff, you know, photos of them in CNN being deleted. You have spent the time that I've been co-hosting digging deep into the details here and finding out what really happened. What have you discovered?
Well, first, some background. I started seeing these anomalies last Friday, and I
saw the anomalies.
They're saying...
Gotta let you know.
He's seeing clues in his mind. He's seeing clues that make him think the Parkland shooting,
false flag,
was staged.
Well,
and I don't normally tell the crew here because they're so intrepid and I trust them. Hey, hold off on stuff. But I said they misrepresented what we said about Sandy Hook that had a lot of anomalies, and they've been misrepresenting a lot of other things that we've said and done. And on Friday, NBC News and others. We're saying, oh, you know, Jones is trying to say nothing happened.
There are no anomalies. You make up your anomalies.
He said that were anomalies.
You invent them. There's a video on a loop. There's, you know, obviously obvious crisis actors. You can see the picture of the kid walking around.
I mean, is Alex Jones suggesting an anomaly is a video of this kid on the beach in Redondo with his friend?
Probably one of them.
The kind of shit he's talking about.
I mean, it's so in Florida, like he always does. Well, as you notice, there's no video, there's no audio of that. That's not what we've said. That's not what we've done. Now, I ended up taking some time off that I was going to use for launching some of the new satellite uplinks and big TV deals that we've already gotten.
Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
You know, satellite. I was going to reprogram the satellite uplinks myself, but I took some time off because I wanted to look into these anomalies.
Does he know how to do that?
Fuck no.
No fucking way.
Satellite
uplinks. You know how to do anything.
done that I'll be announcing in the next few weeks. But instead of doing a workcation on that, I have been on this. I did something I rarely do. I stayed home much of the day yesterday and just got in front of my office computer, and I spent 6 hours at least doing
surfing the lunatic internet for proof.
Wait, what is he doing when he's not at home beating off the fucking
he's uplinking satellites, man.
He's
Alex Jones 007.
Alex, how are you going to feel if you convince someone that these kids are lying in an effort to take away their stupid fucking guns if something happens to them? How's it going to feel? I mean, this kind of shit,
I'm like 0069.
It's dangerous. Am I 0069?
And I spent 6 hours at least doing deep research so that God, I can tell the viewers and the listeners what we've discovered. There's so much evidence that it gives me a headache. And I think you just alluded to the beginning of it. What we do know is there's a cover-up going on. They are pulling videos of this young man, a David Hogg, whose father is an FBI agent, whose mother is a big Democrat.
Yes, they pulled a video off of YouTube that was misrepresented.
Right.
A real video of him that was misrepresented and said he's an actor when he is not.
Right.
So, yes. See, this is that bullshit kernel of truth that then Alex Jones turns around and says, no, we know they're pulling videos off the internet. They are censoring what's going on.
God.
There is a cover-up going on.
That is so fucked up. A kernel of truth. It's not even...
Democrat and big anti-gun person who is an anti-gun activist and has been in a bunch of anti-gun videos and reports already. They are pulling these videos everywhere and pulling videos off Facebook, Instagram, you name it, from their own sites of him in some type of CNN visit, internship, VIP thing. Then they're pulling photos of them.
He's in student government. He's
right.
A student activist. Yes, he visited CNN and went on a tour and sat on the set and pretended to be an anchor.
Why
while on a tour
crazy?
Of a set at CNN.
You know, that is not crazy. What is crazy is to suggest that this guy was playing a part. I mean, there's no way to suggest that there's anomalies and not just say, oh, okay. But
right.
The only way this makes sense, Alex, is if it actually was staged. It doesn't make sense that.
And they're showing a screen cap of the video with the kid sitting with another kid at the fucking CNN news desk smiling, and they've got him circled with yellow marker. Look, there he is sitting at the CNN desk.
He visited CNN. He probably had a great time.
Right.
And he put it on Facebook or something. He's like, hey, look, I'm at fucking CNN.
And he's an active kid. He's in student government and stuff. And he may be anti-gun.
Right.
I don't know if that's true, but certainly.
I bet he is.
In the drama department with the other three students. So A, there's a cover-up going on. Mm-hmm. B, when you pull back from this, they are demonizing anyone that even asks questions. Well, when you're a young person and a survivor, and I believe the mass shooting happened.
Oh,
wait.
Well, there you go.
Can you believe that, dickhead? And then suggest he's a crisis actor. How do you have
He wasn't there. And there's a rumor. I told you, I saw that post.
Right.
That had 100 retweets that said proof that he is not a student at that. He's not a student at that high school.
So this guy is deployed after the fact
right.
to cover up agent of the left to take away your fucking guns.
I guess.
To take advantage of the shooting.
And to cover up that Obama was the shooter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Apparently,
from
something.
Kenya, right? He was from Kenya.
You end up being a spokesperson in the adult life, and you're a senior in high school, and you're articulate. You're in a man's world. So you can't then have the Democratic
Dave
Party, Dobenmeyer CNN,
well.
MSNBC, ooh, yes. Go and get four students out of 3,000 at the school.
Yes. So?
Right.
Four kids got to go. Oh, why was it this one?
Why wouldn't it be? God damn.
These people are out of their fucking
And mind. It's four students that we're hearing about, and then it just goes on from there. So I want to be clear. From our deep research, I've got like 16 video clips here. I've interviewed multiple students on air, off air. We've played clips of national news, people shooting iPhone video over national news, where students are multiple shooters. I witnessed two people at the same time shooting. I saw.
He's saying there's videos. There's two. I witnessed. He said. You can see in that crazy video that there's a second shooter.
So am I to understand that these fucking, there's a team of crisis actors out there. So whenever there's a mass shooting, they're deployed right away, right fucking away.
Yeah.
To
Obama's hit squad of
but
some
to
sort.
What end? I guess to try to kill the Second Amendment or something like that.
It's batshit crazy.
God,
we gotta go.
You're a fucking idiot.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Ooh.
Buy shit through our Amazon hole, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
That's right, Pat.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. Back more tomorrow, everybody.
Guns kill people.
I'm going to eat your cerebral cortex last. Because I've got power!
Listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.